Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 16. So today I'm talking about physical and emotional health. There is a connection with the mind and the body, and I'm not a researcher, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you there's so many books out there that talk about this mind-body connection and the importance of really allowing yourself to feel your feelings so that they don't manifest as physical illness in your body. And right now, with what's happening in the world, a lot of people are feeling a lot of feelings. And I don't know about you, but I've never been through a global pandemic before, not in this life at least. So some of us don't really know how to cope. We don't really know what to do. And I really want to invite and encourage you to feel your feelings. Let yourself express what's happening for you. Don't bottle it in and pretend like everything's okay, because it would be pretty normal for things to not feel totally okay right now. So I encourage you to express yourself, feel your feelings, release, let the emotions flow in the safety of people that you trust or yourself. And that is really the intention of this episode. I truly, truly want to invite you to feel your feelings. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Hey, everybody. So we are in the middle of COVID still. Should I say the middle? I don't know. I actually have no idea where we are. We're in it. And we don't know when we're going to be out of it. So what I'm seeing a lot everywhere is an incredible amount of stress. I feel it in myself occasionally. And a lot of the things that I see and that I've seen throughout my whole life in myself and other people is the manifestation of stress and physical illness or somatic issues, body issues. Injuries, pains, illnesses, GI issues, all this kind of stuff has a lot of psychological background to what's happening. It manifests and shows up in our body. If we don't know how to take care of ourselves emotionally, a lot of the time our body is going to start screaming for attention if we need something. Now, I know for me, historically, a lot of the time in my life, I don't slow down or stop unless I get sick. And in the past, I used to get sick a lot because I was exhausted. I was a people pleaser. I did too many things for other people, was not very good about taking care of myself. And this is something that's an ongoing issue for me. And I know that we all have little things like this, subconscious conditioning, programming, things that we're not super conscious of, things that happened a long time ago that created our behavior patterns that play out today. So what I want to talk about today is just the repression of feelings that are coming up for you during this quarantine, during COVID, the pandemic, all of the things that are happening right now where we are not able to live our lives normally. A lot of us are alone. A lot of us are in quarantine. We don't have the support systems. We're afraid of what's happening in the world, and we don't have a place to put that information. So a lot of us are just storing it inside of our bodies, not even consciously. We may not even realize that we're doing this. And so what I want to tell you today is to express your feelings. Whether you think you need to or not, now's the time to do that. So a lot of us, and I say us because I want to include everybody, I've done my work for a long time. I know there's a lot in there, but I'm pretty good about expressing my emotions. I've gotten that feedback from other people, friends, that I'm super authentic and honest about how I feel. I don't hide that. Obviously, I'm not perfect, but I know a lot of people that don't express their emotions. They hold that stuff in. Because somewhere along the way, they learned that it was uncomfortable for other people if they expressed emotion, or something would happen if they expressed their dissatisfaction. This could be an experience that happened in infancy. It could be something that you don't even remember, that you're not conscious of. And in fact, it probably is something that you're not conscious of. Everything that we do is a learned behavior. Everything is programming. We do everything that we do because we learned to do it. So how do you express your feelings? What is it like when you're upset with somebody? Do you feel like it's okay for you to express that you're upset? How do people respond to you when you express that you're upset with them? Or let's back that up even more. What kind of people do you choose to be in your life? Are they people who honor and validate you? This is textbook toxic relationship information here as well. It can be really easy to look at the people around and see maybe they're not kind or they don't have empathy and they don't support us. But we can always look at ourselves and wonder, why did we invite people like that into our lives? This stuff is super complicated. So how do you express your feelings? How do you express your anger? How do you express your sadness? How do you express those things, and how do the people around you support you if you have those feelings? How were you supported in childhood if you had those feelings? Being a parent is also incredibly stressful. And so I just want to acknowledge that I'm not blaming parents here for their mistakes. We are all human and we all have learned behaviors. But I want you to imagine what might have happened if your parents were stressed out when you were little. What happened if they couldn't afford to put food on the table, and as a child you were complaining about what kind of food they were putting on the table? What did you learn in those experiences? And you learned quickly. You learned very quickly, and you probably still play out those lessons. You just don't even realize that you're doing it. If mom and dad were stressed out, if mom was tired, if they were sick, if there was financial stress, if somebody lost their job, all of these things impact children. If we show up in an environment where we learn that it is not acceptable for us to express our emotions because we experience potentially abandonment, if it threatens our security to express our dissatisfaction with our parents, that's something that we learned. And again, I'm not saying that mom and dad are just malicious monsters that ruined us all. I'm saying being a human is really hard, and it really is our responsibility to own our lives, to own how did we learn to cope with whatever we were raised with? How are we learning? How are we showing up in the world? And is it working for us? And I think a lot of us were conditioned in ways that we don't even see, and we don't recognize that they're not working for us until we have to. And that's where it comes to a lot of these health issues that I'm talking about, if they manifest in physical ailments. Somewhere along the way, did you learn that it was unsafe for you to express yourself? Consciously or subconsciously, is it okay for you to have negative feelings at all? Do you feel supported? Do you support yourself? Do you let yourself have your feelings? Do you allow yourself to cry when you're upset about something? Or do you have a story of what it means if you have emotions? Let me tell you something. We all have emotions. They are our most vulnerable and authentic parts of ourselves. I think there's a lot of people out there who consciously tell themselves not to have emotions, and we don't recognize that this is not a conscious decision that we are making. They are there. And if we invalidate our experience, our emotions, we are giving ourselves a really powerful message that we're doing something wrong if we don't allow ourselves to have our feelings. I'm not saying you can act out of rage and be abusive or something like that because it's unconscious and you can't control it. We're responsible for our behaviors and what we do with those things, but our emotions are information for us to pay attention to, for us to heal, for us to acknowledge what's happening deeply inside of us. If we don't allow ourselves to acknowledge what we're feeling, what our experiences are, then we are abandoning ourselves. And sometimes our bodies will scream as a way for us to pay attention to ourselves if we don't do it on an emotional level. So what could it look like for you if you let yourself feel your feelings? If you let yourself believe that it's okay for you to have the feelings that you have, if you listened, if you took care of yourself, if you took time listening to what's really happening there? So I'm going to give you some tips, some ways that you can take care of yourself, especially now, especially with COVID. I don't know about you, but there have been so many days that I thought I had COVID. I had symptoms that manifested. Sometimes they lasted 2 hours. Sometimes they lasted a week. And I'm not even going to tell you how many times I've been tested. I don't have it, but this is the power of the anxiety that's happening in the world and our collective experience right now. We are all feeling things. We are all stressed. I shouldn't say everybody, because maybe there's people who aren't stressed. But what I'm seeing all around me is tremendous anxiety and stress, and it's everywhere. And I'm not surprised, and you shouldn't be either. If you're feeling these feelings, let yourself feel them and don't let yourself be alone in that experience. This is part of what's happening everywhere. We are all feeling what's happening in the world. So the first thing I would encourage you to do is just believe that you are worthy of whatever experience that you're having. Don't make it right or wrong. Don't make it good or bad. It just is, and it is you. So know that you are worthy of having the experience that you're having, because you're living your life. This is your experience. Nobody can tell you that it's wrong, and I hope that you're not telling yourself that it's wrong either. Connect. Connect with other people. Connect with safe people. So I just posted this quote on my Instagram because I thought it was amazing. And it's from a book I'm reading right now. It's by Gabor Mate. When the Body Says No, Exploring the Stress-Disease Connection. This is a really, really good book. I highly recommend it if your body screams at you. But this quote from the book says, loneliness is associated with diminished immune activity. So if we're lonely, our immune system doesn't work as well. And especially if we're in relationships that don't support us, that make us feel lonely, even though our brain thinks we shouldn't be lonely because there's another body there, we can still feel incredibly lonely even if other people are there. So another quote is, many of us live, if not alone, then in emotionally inadequate relationships that do not recognize or honor our deepest needs. So are you surrounded with people who see you and validate you and create a safe space for you to be you? Is it okay for you to express your feelings? You know, I once heard somebody make the joke that if somebody ever says, I'm mad at you and like I still love you, that's a person who's been to therapy. Because it's true, we are going to have negative emotions toward the people in our lives. And it doesn't mean that we don't love them. But sometimes there's this fear that if something negative is present, then it means there's a catastrophe coming. And that's not always the case. Emotions are normal. Do you listen to and validate yourself? Do you let yourself feel your feelings? Do you listen? Do you pay attention? Do you take good care of your body? If you feel tired, do you rest? Do you say no to overcommitments? This is definitely something that I need to work on. It's hard. The human life is busy and stressful and overwhelming, and we have to take action and be the authority to take really good care of ourselves. So I really want to invite you, especially right now in the midst of COVID, to express your feelings and let yourself feel them. I'm going to start talking a little bit more in my Facebook group. I'll include the link in the show notes. But I really want to invite you to take time just journaling, free writing what's coming up for you. Imagine if you did this every day for the next 30 days. Just gave yourself even 5 minutes to express what was coming up for you and write down how you're feeling that day so that you're giving yourself the space to honor yourself and tell yourself that you are worthy of feeling whatever you're feeling. It sends a message of I love you to yourself. And you can imagine not letting yourself speak your truth sends a pretty powerful message too. So how can you make that space for yourself to let yourself free flow? Let yourself acknowledge, oh yeah, this is me. This is what's happening for me right now, because this is stressful and it would only serve you to give yourself space for that. Are you taking time to meditate? Do you sit still? Do you pay attention to what's happening right now? I really encourage you to take care of yourself, because it really matters. And I do believe it especially matters right now. What did you learn? And how do you want to own your life and live in a more healthy way? This is your life, and you get to choose how you're going to live it. And I hope that you allow yourself to be there truly and authentically for that experience. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.